Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Glad you joined us. My name is Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Nestor.
And we do this show together. Husband and wife, good friends, and teachers.
Authors, lecturers, workshop instructors, facilitators. We do healing work. We do lots of stuff. We have regular life situations and life circumstances and life experiences. And this is what we attempt to share with you every week. So, yes, some shows we laugh, some shows are serious. Some shows may even have Ken taking one side and me taking another. So they're always interesting. We hope you join us here every Thursday on HealthyLife.net.
Now, we are about to have a group come into our house for 9 days, so Nancy and I are now cleaners. So we are very diversified in the spiritual world.
We offer different courses here at our facility, and we can comfortably lodge up to 10 people. So we enjoy having the groups here, and their varied diets and dietary restrictions and dietary needs and all of the other factors that they bring. And it's one of the things that we have found so interesting is why different people come together and what they learn from each other. And one of the things we're going to talk today is about vibrational energy and what our body remembers from experience to experience and circumstance to circumstance. So we choose certain groups that we're going to go into, and we choose certain experiences. Why? This is one of the big questions we all are asking. Why do we make these choices, and what does my life force have to do with all of this? And so that's our topic today. It's called the vibrational energy of water. Water, which is 75 to 85% of our body. So we're going to talk about what our body remembers in this vibrational energy of water. So we all know, not everyone knows, but for many thousands of years, Eastern philosophy has called the creative life force energy chi, and chi or ki with either a qi or a ki. For those of you out in the listening world who are familiar with the healing modality called Reiki, which is very popular all around the world, Rei means universal. Adding ki to the word brings the life force energy necessary to do healing. So now, Ken and I are both Reiki masters, both of us having taught Reiki for many, many years. And I've been a master teacher of Reiki since, now over 20 years, and have also had many masters apprentice under me to become master teachers. One of the things that everyone says is the title of master, not just Reiki master, but master, is very impressive. I'm a crystal master, or I'm a master of this, or I'm a master of that. And that's a very impressive title, we could all agree.
I know one thing I am master of, cleaning my house, okay? Because it's not clean, I'm not a master of it. But understand, for some 20, 30 years, we have seen all kinds of situations when it comes to Reiki. We've seen some people do Reiki one way, some people do it another way, and many of their teachers put limitations on what a person can do based on their limitations. So if they're afraid that you're going to get sick, they might say, don't ever work with people who get sick. So we have heard every single thing you could imagine. You can't even imagine what we've heard.
Some of the individuals that I had an active Reiki teaching practice for about 15 years, and with our traveling now, it's a little challenging to schedule some local workshops. One of the things that I heard over and over and over is people would have taken Reiki level one, because it's divided up into levels, from another master, and they would say, they would have come to my center that I owned for quite a while, and they would say, well, you teach Reiki level one, and you gave your students this symbol, but my master didn't give me that symbol, and so I didn't get what I was supposed to get. And I'd say, you chose your master for the reason that you chose your master.
Now, that sounds real profound, but basically their master mirrored whatever issue that they needed to look at, whatever they needed to understand. And we're not even talking about Reiki. We're talking about life.
Mm-hmm. Any type of experience that we share with one another, we are all learning from each other because we all represent, yes, and we've said this before in our shows, we're mirrors for each other so that I can mirror back to you what you need to look at or what you need to experience or what you've chosen. So for this particular individual, they chose a particular Reiki master to teach them a level one Reiki because that's what they needed in that moment. That's what they could understand or what they could experience or what they could involve themselves with or what they could handle. But they could have chosen another different Reiki master. They chose the individual that they did, and that's what Ken was just saying earlier. That's life stuff. That's every life circumstance. We choose the person that we become involved in that circumstance with, whether we do it subconsciously or consciously.
But sometimes we don't know what we're really getting into. You know, we have some friends, they tell us something, or we read something and we think it's really good. But just think about it. Can anyone be a master of chi? Can they be a master of all energy? That is every single vibration, every single thing that we as humans ever created energetically. That's what they're becoming a master of. So who is a master of that? Maybe somebody is in a cave somewhere and they practice 24 hours a day, or they practice their whole life. Maybe they have found a balance with all energy. But understand, if you go into some healing modality, what you're going to attract to yourself is what you don't love or what you don't believe in or what's not true for you. See, somebody can tell you this is true, but if you don't believe it for yourself, you will attract the opposite within yourself.
So that title, that impressive title called Master, can anyone really call themselves a master? Are they, as Ken just said, a master of all the vibrations of energy in the world? There's many different levels of awareness and understanding and knowledge that go into level into the mastery of life force energy. For us, we came across a man, and we were very impressed with his writings and what he has been able to do. His name is Dr. Masaru Emoto. Now, what Dr. Emoto does is he freezes droplets of water. He examines them under a dark field microscope that has photographic capabilities. So he examines water through a microscope that can photograph the water. And what he does then is he will take either a positive or a negative thought, a word, an idea, or music, and he does research on it, photographing each of the different stages that the water, the frozen water, goes through. And he has made a beautiful book that actually demonstrates that the physical appearance changes of the water. But now he's done even more research. It wasn't just the physical appearance of the water that made the change. It was also the molecular structure of the water. Now, he says that Ki or Chi in Japanese, he calls it Hado. He says that that's the life force energy is what he determines it to be. And I want to read to you a quote from Dr. Masaru Emoto about the Japanese word called Hado, because we really like this quote. We liked it so much we put it in our Art of Transference book. And the quote is, Hado is the intrinsic vibrational pattern at the atomic level in all matter. It is the smallest unit of energy. Its basis is the energy of human consciousness. The theory of Hado postulates that since all phenomena is at a heart resonating energy, that by changing the vibration, we change the substance. What has put Dr. Emoto at the forefront of the Hado phenomenon is his proof that thoughts and feelings affect physical reality. So by producing different Hado through written and spoken words, as well as music, and literally presenting it to the same water sample, the water appears to change its expression. He did this with a giant lake that had some of the dirtiest water in the world. They tested the water. They took the water out, and they put it in different vials. They photographed. They froze that, and they photographed it, and it would be all misshapen and dark and had very strange configurations within it. They, in each of the different vials that contained the exact same lake water as the original vial, they wrote a word on it, or they prayed over it, or they put some by music, or they had different thoughts of love, or another one even said hate, another one said greed, another one said beauty, another one said peace. And then they froze those drops of water after a number of hours or days. And he proved that the research said that it wasn't just the physical change that was occurring in the droplet of water, based on the vibration of the thought, feeling, or emotion, or the music, which also is a vibration, but it was the structure. So now our scientific world has visual proof that human vibrational energy, water, is deeply connected to our individual and collective consciousness. We know this to be true. After all, our bodies are composed of, what, 70 trillion cells, plus or minus? And each one of those cells contains liquid, contains water. Now, water is a substance that adapts to its environment. So if we are 75 to 80% water, then we live and are just as adaptable and just as changeable as the water droplets in the dirty lake that turned clean.
So this is the basis for a lot of our teachings that we have taught in the previous shows. We tell you about being liquid, but we're giving you the science that we have read and come to believe that makes up what we tell you, okay, or what we share with you. So I thought it'd be good, though, if you give Dr. Lomoto's, how to spell his name, and his website so
okay.
They can look it up.
It's www.masaru, M-A-S-A-R-U, dash, not underscore, just dash, Emoto, E-M-O-T-O dot net. So you can read, and you can also go on there and see, he has beautiful pictures on there demonstrating that the physical and the structural change of water occurs through feelings, thoughts, and emotions. So now our scientific world has actually given verification to our work. It gave credibility to what we've been saying. Change the structure by changing the feelings, thoughts, or emotions.
And that's so amazing, because once we saw that to be scientifically true, we've seen it over 20, 30 years of working. We've seen that positive thoughts change people, but how did it change people? Think about it. You can change, but let's say you're having a glass of water. What if you have positive thoughts in the water before you drink it? How does that affect you versus having negative thoughts or being concerned or being having different stresses in your life?
One of the things that we've suggested in staying energetically healthy is to watch what you're doing or pay attention to what you're doing while you're even eating your food. Because if you're watching a news program and it's got, and the news is not always a wonderful time, you're taking that energy into your body with food that is supposed to nourish and nurture your body. So since you're water, food is used by the liquid in your body. That's how it goes through your intestines. It liquefies and purifies, and then we discharge it. All that affects every single cell in your body. That's just a small factor. It's just eating.
And we've been sharing that for 20 years. But we just had a group here not too long ago, and they had all kinds of dietary restrictions. And I thought Nancy was going to crazy because she had to do all these things. But what happened was they had to eat a certain way, but yet they were not focused on their thoughts or the energy around them or the dynamics around them or how they were involved in certain kind of interactions with other people. And all that energy was in the food that they say they had to have prepared, and it had to be a certain way. So it didn't matter. It didn't matter how hard Nancy worked on getting the food right. They put the wrong vibration in the food.
So we're not suggesting that, you know, having certain dietary restrictions is not healthy. By all means, we do our best to eat as healthy as possible. We watch whether we eat anything fried, and we do a lot of good olive oil, and we add supplements to our diet, because as we're getting older, we also have a more important consideration for how we treat our bodies. So, but we're not afraid. I mean, if I want to go down and have a hamburger, I'll go down and have a hamburger, because my body's telling me you need to have some meat to ground yourself today. That's me. If there's not something that I'm going to have fear of, like, oh, I cannot eat this because it will not be good for me.
But that's you based on doing that once a month. Okay, so we're not talking about doing, we're talking about when we do something that's not the greatest for us, don't do so much of it.
Yeah.
And while I was thinking about this, Nancy, why don't you share with them, if you have it, the website you found today with the vitamins, because we go all over the area getting the vitamins we take, and we're very careful of trying to get the supplements. And Nancy today found a website.
Oh, I was so happy. When we travel to overseas, or when we're gone from local places, we travel with our regular supplements, and all of us, take different supplements, because no matter how good you're eating, when you're traveling and you're eating different places, you're not always getting the proper nutrients that perhaps your body gets accustomed to. And as we get older, we work to keep our brains healthy and keep our intestines flowing and different factors. So we go to a couple different nutrition stores that are nearby, and the prices just get, I mean, you know, it's like we pay health insurance, and yet we stay very healthy because we supplement our diets with different type of organics and homeopathics and all. So it gets to be expensive when you think, well, we're going to be gone for 3 or 4 months, and so we have to stock up on 3 or 4 months' worth of supplements or supplements, vitamins, organics, homeopathics, all of those normal things. And we'd have to travel with them in our suitcase, and they get a little heavy. I was searching around. Ken takes a specific immune support on our show before. We've talked about both of us being cancer survivors, and one of the factors for helping our body heal is a good diet, and also helping our immune system. And one of the products that he has used since 2004, I think it was, is a product that I found in a section of Toronto that dealt with a number of AIDS patients. And that particular product is a great product. If you want to know about it, if you've got any where you want to know about I'll tell you the product. It's called CEVIVE. It's S-E-A-V-I-V-E. And it's a wonderful immune system support. This is just from Ken and Nancy. It's not a product endorsement or anything, but this is what Ken has taken. Well, we saved $16 a bottle. A bottle.
Well, tell them the website.
And the website is called Lucky Vitamins. Is it luckyvitamin.com or Lucky Vitamin? If you just type Lucky Vitamin in, they'll take you to this great big store, and the prices were incredible. I even wrote a store review for them.
But this is after Nancy's researching for hours, trying to find the of course, the best vitamins and the best value, and we got our shipping free, but we saved a lot of money today. For us, what we saved is over $500 that we would have spent at these other vitamin stores over that length of time.
Right.
So that was $500, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about purchasing something for ourselves for the next 4 or 5 months.
But that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's an awful lot of money.
Okay, so just go and look at that, because it might give you a good way of getting your vitamins at a reasonable price, okay?
Yeah, and so we just wanted to share that with you as an aside. We're talking about staying healthy in our cells, and because we're liquid, we talked about Dr. Masaru Emoto. The word that he has on his website is called Hado, which is the life force energy in Japanese, and their atomic level matter vibrational pattern definition. Well, did you know the word Hado translates exactly to vibration, the exact translation of it? Well, we've been saying for many, many years, for 20 years, vibration equals energy. That's what we're made up of. So again, we see that the world speaks through a different language. but yet we're all connected by the same understanding. So where someone might say hado and another person might say vibration, we might say energy, it's all the same. It's all the same. So when we can help change the structure, then we can change the pattern. And we were talking just a second ago, when we can release old energy patterns, we raise our vibration. Our vibration gets lighter. Our frequency gets lighter. We change ourselves on a multi-dimensional cellular level.
Nancy, I want to say something, though. There is some real confusion about our vibration. In the last few days, I've had, I think I've had four people call, and they wanted to raise their vibration or have their vibration go faster or make it go, you know, quicker. And that's not what you really want. What you're choosing is to quiet energetically your vibration. Make it more still. Make it more aware. Or make it more, you know, like intuitively or creative, okay? There's many ways of doing it. Going faster is not necessarily better because your physical body handles you going faster or putting in more energy. So let's say your body's can handle what you are right now, energetic. And if you start running twice the amount of energy, what would happen is a part of you would blow out.
It's no different than when we attempt to take an electronic device that runs on 110 volts here in the United States, and we take it to Europe, and everything there runs on 240 volts. Well, the electrical device is going to blow up because it cannot handle 240 volts of energy running through it. It has to have either adapters or separate plugs, or it has to be comparable to be able to accept that energy, or it's going to blow up. The same is true with the vibration or frequency of your own body. Your body has had all of your experience, all of your life force energy for however old you are, however many years that is, and you are accustomed to working at a certain level. Maybe that's 110 volts because you live in a certain way, in a certain fashion. All of a sudden, you want to run 240 volts through your body? It's the same thing. It can literally damage your cells. It will overwhelm first your emotional body. Your nervous system will get overloaded. And that, in turn, will start affecting your physical body.
And wherever you in your life have held old emotions will implode, okay? Or intensify to where it creates a problem. Because too much energy in an old place will start to create something different. So it's just really, it's interesting, all the things we've heard by now. And these people who call me, they've been on other websites and they heard different things, and they're trying to go faster and they're trying to change their vibration. But truly what you want to do is you want to find a way of loving that liquid or that part of you. And by loving yourself, the vibration of you changes by being quieter.
See, certainly there's a lot of variables within each of us, okay? Your vibration may be different than my vibration, which may be different than Ken's vibration. And the variables that we've had are our life experiences, our health, whether or not we've been involved in death or war or addictions, or whether we've got financial challenges or there's been physical abuse. Some of those vibrations and emotions exist within each of us, and those create stressful conditions. Well, a stressful condition is going to affect your vibration and affect your frequency. So all of that, all of those different vibrations are reflected in every single thing that you're wearing in your body. So the challenge is to recognize the vibration that you have, why you have that vibration. Look at what the issues are that you are dealing with. Look at what you know that your body has had affecting it throughout much of your life, and start working and dealing with those issues first, because it's when you change the structure that it's held, then the pattern can change, then the rest of the programs can change, then the vibration and the energy can then change.
A section on stress and what stress. Oh, you can do
it? Yeah, the next segment. In the next segment, I'm going we'll talk more about the organs in our body and how vibrations of different types will affect our body. And we're also going to talk about how stress can affect us. So we're going to go on a small commercial break now and make sure you come right back.
you would like free information and tips on healing and creating, on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com, and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319, 1-706-219-1319. HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about the vibrations of water and what Dr. Emoto has found. And this is so important to us because it kind of verified all the things we knew, but it's just like you say something and everybody says, how do you know it? So Nancy was looking for a special part about stress and what it does to our body. Did you find it, Nancy?
Yeah, we do a lot of research to support much of what we teach, everything that we teach. And as I said, we're so delighted that Dr. Emoto's research, his scientific provings, validate, give credibility to what we've been doing, which says if we can release the old emotions and thoughts and ideas and patterns that we have within our body, then our body, the liquid within our body, can begin to change. That change affects our vibration and affects our experience. Our experience tells us that different vibrations are reflected in different parts in our physical body. If we hurt a muscle or a bone or an organ, that pain or trauma can stay within the cellular memory. We know this. Physical therapists have said your muscles will retain the memory of what has occurred to them for months and months and sometimes years. Since we've already said that the adult human being is made up of 75 to 80% water, we also know that that has also affected the other fluids that are in our cells and in our body. So when we can see the visible effects on water by Dr. Emoto's words of war versus love, then we can imagine how the consciousness of war or the consciousness of hate or the consciousness of pain or suffering affects us physically. So the vibrations around us, everything in our environment, play an important role. We've said before we're made up of thousands of emotions. The emotions could come from our mother and our father and our brothers and relatives and people at school and close friends, girlfriends, boyfriends, lovers, college. We get emotions from everybody. All of our emotions can also come from feelings or thoughts that we've ever had, like sadness or guilt or abandonment or grief or sorrow or feeling trapped or helpless or hopeless. We've talked so many different shows about the different types of emotions that we have. And one of the greatest emotions that we have in pain and suffering allows us to actually move into a place where our physical body and our etheric body come together in a space around our heart. So now, medical research has discovered that there is a field that extends out from our heart, a field of energy, and that it rotates so that when we experience love or gratitude or joy, the electromagnetics of the field around the heart opens up. It fans out into the body, and it feeds our endocrine glands. Now, our endocrine glands are the glands that help support our immune system. So when we experience some of those emotions that we talked about earlier, the painful emotions, or especially guilt and anger, that field around our heart, it will collapse. It collapses onto itself, and it pulls energy out of our endocrine system. So now, here again, more research, more documentation from modern science that supports all of the work that we've been teaching for more than 20 years. Modern science has determined that our immune system in our physical body, when subjected to a high-intensity state of either fear or guilt or anger, can be damaged within a matter of days. Just days. 4 days.
That's unbelievable, okay? Just think about 4 days worth of... We all have 4 days worth of stress or pain or worried about something, okay? And that stress is causing some kind of effect on our body. So how many days do you have of that stress before it starts breaking down your body?
See, within 4 days of having high intensity of fear, high intense emotions, guilt, anger, stress is the result of all of those high intense. And within 4 days, you begin to damage the cells in your body. So what happens when we start damaging the cells in our body? I mean, we all have heard doctors now saying stress is not good for you. I mean, we have magazines, mainstream magazines that say get quiet, get peaceful, eliminate stress. We have the Surgeon General now saying, you know, the one thing he wants to be able to let people understand is that stressful situations are not good for their physical body. Well, stress creates negative emotions. Is that what it is? I don't want stress. You don't want stress. You don't want guilt or anger or war or hatred or pain or all of those emotions that feel negative, that are disturbing to you. Negative emotions actually cause disturbances in your energy body, your emotional body, your nervous system. Then your entire physical body can become sick.
Now, you're listening to all this and you're saying, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? Because we do have these things. Well, we've already given you the answers. Every single show that we have done has given you the answers. Love yourself more, or do the things you love a little more, and that helps to counter or to balance this to where it becomes neutral. The more you can do things you love, the more you can love yourself, the more you can think positive thoughts, the more you can change these vibrations and the liquid that you're made up of.
When we talk about stress and we talk about negative emotions, it sounds pretty grim. Yet every day, if we're doing sessions, we ask a person the same question. And you might try asking this to yourself right now. How much weight does it feel like on your body to hang on to all the emotions, thoughts, and feelings that you've got weighing you down? How much weight does that actually feel on your body? I mean, you know, your answer, the first number that comes up into your mind could surprise you. But this is what your body is feeling. Even if your body is liquid, stress, all of those negative emotions, all those disturbances, everything that affects the liquid in your body has a weight on you. It's got a psychic weight on you. How much psychic weight's that been?
anything emotionally that's true for you starts to become physically manifested as a truth. Mm-hmm. So you could feel you have a lot of emotions and heavy, and all of a sudden your body starts to become physically heavy to compensate for the emotional heavy. So we're going to come right back because we got a lot more to talk about this. We'll be back in just a short time.
When we did the stretch, it took us...
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit kenpage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web Radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about water, Dr. Modo, and how our emotions affect our physical body.
Yeah, we've been talking about the vibration, the vibrational energy of water, which is actually the vibrational energy in our own body. And we've been giving you some statistics, and some of them didn't sound so good. And then we started talking about how stress affects our body, and how much pressure stress places on our body, and how much psychic weight and emotional weight puts more pressure on our body. So everyone's now going to say, okay, Nana, what are you going to do about this? What am I going to do about all this pressure on my body, some of those thousands of pounds or even tons? Well, our body begins to make a roadmap of those emotional experiences, and we become our experiences. That is reflected in our life path. It's reflected in our physical body. It's reflected in the way we appear. And it doesn't seem to make any difference if we're the most religious or spiritual person in the world, and it certainly doesn't seem to matter which part of the world we live in, and it doesn't matter whether we are educated or uneducated.
It doesn't matter whether you're male or female.
No. People all over the world are seeing a rise, an increase in disharmony or dis-ease in their bodies. And when we were doing a worldwide release of fear, I can't tell you of the thousands and thousands and thousands of emails how many people said, I have a fear of getting disease. I have a fear of getting sick. I have a fear of dying young. I have a fear of not being healthy. And that is a real challenge because fear is one of the factors that reacts and brings stress to your body.
Just how much, if we give energy over and over to a fear, when does it start to, that energy start to react? Okay? I don't know that. You know, is it 10 thoughts? Is it 1,000? Whatever it is, at some point it becomes energetically enough that it will start to have a reaction on us physically.
See, we've been talking about this for so many years. It almost sounds sometimes like we're a broken record, but none of us are immune. I mean, if you go to our website, kenpage.com, and you read some of our monthly newsletters, you know that we've created different experiences for ourselves, and not all of them have been wonderful or pleasant or easy. But our experiences have shown us over and over and over that we have to stick to the basics of what we know, the basics of what we teach others, and there's just a few basics. We have to accept ourselves, which allows us to love ourselves unconditionally, even the stuff we don't like. You know, we have to get to the place where it's okay, I'm okay. And then we have to have unconditional compassion for all creation. That means we accept what is.
Honey, that picture is so enormous.
It is.
Just unconditional compassion for yourself, okay?
Okay. That's the tough part.
Okay, go for yourself, and then after go larger. But if you have surround yourself with things that you love or things you like or things that feel good to you, it starts to make it a little easier. If you surround yourself with everything that doesn't feel good, it's hard to allow yourself even to get into that place of allowing to have acceptance for things around you.
Well, we recommended that you find a safe place for yourself, even if a lot of things in your own apartment or your own home don't feel safe. Just create a little space that's just yours if you can. And as long as you can find a place where you feel safe, that's probably the most important thing. There has to be a place where you can feel safe for you.
Or you're in control of your environment. Okay, you're in control of that little room, or that little place, or the closet, to where you can go, and nothing happens in that room but what you choose to happen. So it allows you to start bringing in the feeling of being in control of yourself. Okay,
we've said so many different times that another basic that we practice every day, every time we go to the toilet, is called the energetic clearing technique. And you can find that on the website under healing techniques. It's also called being in the moment. And when we practice being in the moment, it allows us to recognize, oh, here comes this pattern again, or this doesn't feel good. And if in that moment I say, this doesn't feel good, if I'm right there in the moment, then maybe I can make the choice to change that.
See, if we take all the scientific things we've put and wrote down and we've found, and then at the end of all those things that are troubling you, that we found scientific, you know already they're troubling you because you don't have to have science tell you that emotions are starting to get old, but you find you can change all that in just 2 minutes a day. You can change your life in just a few days. You can do these things.
That's where we begin to sound like a broken record, because we've said it almost every show. It's just a basic thing. It helps us. It helps you be in the moment, but also helps you just begin to accept yourself. And that's what can change you. You're liquid, 75% to 80%, having compassion necessary to completely change your own vibration. That's what is possible for you. It's really possible. Our experience demonstrates that. I mean, we've worked with thousands of people, and we've got our own stuff going on all the time. You know, we work with a lot of different individuals who have their own idea of the truth, and sometimes they've heard or they've been told that they've got a problem by someone else, so they get fearful, or then they might begin to feel hopeless, and so they say, well, it's not easy for me to get out of what I'm in. But that's a dynamic, energetic factor, and yes, you can change that. You can change your focus. You can change your vibration. You can get out of that.
I'm going to give you a silly way I do it, okay? And I don't, you know, expect many of you to do it that way. But I've created a platform out in my back, because it was kind of a down the hill, and we own the property behind us. But you know what I've created? A golf dog. So I hit golf balls out, and my dog chases them and come back. And you know that brings such joy to me and the dog. And you got to laugh to see a dog chase a golf ball and bring him back. But in that 5-10 minutes we do that, my life changes, because vibrationally I feel like I'm playing, and I bring an innocence and a creativity to me, and then I go back into whatever I need to. So it gives me a moment of feeling like I'm part of something that is totally ridiculous and playful and creative and silly, and allows me to change the way I feel about things.
Well, another factor that we read earlier was Dr. Emoto. He put water by music, and some of the music was classical, and some of the other music was rock and roll, and it was happy, and it was fun, and it was up music. Well, that's another thing you can do to pull yourself out of a vibration, is put some music on. Music has a tonality to it. It has oscillation, where it vibrates up and down and up and down. It can literally help you move out of the vibration you're in by putting on some great music.
And the better, if you can dance to it,
yeah, that's even
nobody's
better.
Watching, then that's even better because you become the vibration of the music and you're moving. Anytime you can move, anytime you're physical, will allow it you to be easier on yourself or more creative or feel that connection to the liquid inside you or that connection to Creator.
And we've said over and over again, do what you love to do. If the weather's okay and you love to take walks, you're in a vibration that is a funk and you can't get out of it and nothing feels like it's right or it feels hopeless, go outside and take a walk.
And if you can't walk, go down to the mall and walk when it's the environment
right.
You can. Walk, do anything you love to do. But the more you do the things you love to do, the better you'll feel about yourself and your environment, okay, and the people around you. Because it's the people around you that they feel they pull you out of your place or your, you know, that comfort zone. They're pulling you out.
Now, it's easy for us to sit here and say, these are a number of the things that you can do. And all we're doing is just say, try it. Just try it out for a while. Try the basics. The energetic clearing technique. Try that for a couple days. That's going to get you back into your own space and pull you away from some of the energetic dynamics that you've been involved in. And when we say go out for a walk, if you've got a partner, if you've got a gal friend or a guy friend and you like to ride bikes or do something like that, that's wonderful to do it with someone else. But we also say take 5 or 10 minutes by yourself because then you're in a certain vibration, your friend is in a certain vibration, and you need to work with your own vibration first. That's the primary thing. Try getting by yourself, getting yourself back into a better vibration before you mix your vibration or you mix your energy with anybody else. That's just a good standard that we try to adhere to.
But if 4 days start to create a physical challenge for you, is that to start the basis for what depression is? Do we start getting more depressed, or do we feel like we're spiraling down into some kind of a feeling that we can't get out of? But we are having that experience based on the things that are around us. When I watch the news, boy, it doesn't take me long before I get depressed. There is so many things that I'm now watching that I just don't understand. And I think I don't understand them because I'm 62 years old. But at some point, I just have to give up and turn the channel. I can't watch it any longer.
So we're going to go on a short break. And when we come back, I'm going to give you a little more research about the vibrational energy of water, including the liquid that's within your own DNA.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year at many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to help your animal friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about water, energy, and how to change the vibrations that we feel.
And we've also been very excited over the different medical interpretations and the different research and the different scientific findings that have come out that give validity and credibility to what we've been saying for 25 years, and that is change the structure and it will change the pattern. If we can release the emotions, thoughts, and feelings we're holding, then we can actually change the structure of our cells, which in turn changes our vibration, changes our energy, changes our patterns, changes us.
We just found a Russian scientist. A Russian scientist have been working on this, and it really just showed how your DNA can change by you being happier. So is that the part you're going to read now?
We're going to talk about that.
Okay, this is really, really advanced stuff, but it's actually very simple stuff. It's just kind of overwhelming that this could be possibly true, okay?
Well, we got so excited about it. We added a chapter in our book, The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, because that whole book talks about how we heal ourselves by having compassion. Compassion, no judgment, no opinions, just total acceptance. And how we can heal ourselves and how we can help others heal. And then when this Russian research came out, we added the chapter to that book. So there is a Russian physicist and molecular biologist, and I apologize if I mispronounce his name. His name looks to me to be pronounced like Pyotr Garayev and his colleagues. Well, what they were doing was they were exploring the vibrational behavior of DNA. And his bottom line was that a living chromosome functioned just like a holographic computer. Well, what they were saying is that in order to modulate certain frequency patterns or sound into a laser which would influence the DNA frequency, that our DNA, the biological internet that's superior to even the artificial one, that our DNA can be influenced and reprogrammed by words and frequencies. I mean, that's pretty exciting.
Well, that's what we've known, but all of a sudden they're saying it.
The Russian linguists found that we have a genetic code in the construction of our body, and that genetic code in the construction of our body, and our good friend Greg Braden talks about the gene code, and he talked about the different consciousnesses that are held within the DNA, and now the liquid that's also in there that serves as data storage and communication for the rest of our body. Well, the Russian linguists found that it also follows the same rules as our human language, and it goes together in, like a set of languages, it goes together by thoughts, feelings, and emotions. That's the language of our DNA.
But what if we were born in Russia, and let's say we end up in the United States with the language, has our DNA set by the Russian language and the things that we had felt, and how does it affect us when we're in another language or another culture?
One of the things that they found was that a DNA is entirely different in different areas of the universe because there are these tunnel connections. DNA attracts information and passes it on to our consciousness. And there are different tunnel connections or wormholes. I mean,
now we're going really far now.
The small little holes in our DNA are what attracts the information from our consciousness into the liquid in our body.
So all we're saying is maybe these connections go to our past, or go to some people say they have contact with other places or the other places, other realities, and maybe where this is where this information is coming in. But we're not really, that's true or that's not true. What we want to go back to is the more positive you are, the more you can change your DNA. Okay? And by changing your DNA, does it change your past?
See, the big phenomenon that we found in the DNA and the Russian research is that here on Earth, we have a level of communication within our body. Our body communicates in different ways. And all of the information from the Russian scientific research showed that spiritual transference comes from having compassion within the body, and that healing on all levels can occur as we release past energetics from our DNA, past energetics of emotions, thoughts, and feelings. That clears our DNA so that it can then repattern itself to its highest superconductor efficiency.
And I know that to be true, not based on what they said there, but I know that's to be true, because when I was diagnosed with cancer, and they said, you have lymphoma, I'm saying, I'm in trouble, but I had to decide what to do with it. And I decided to ask it to go to sleep, or to be still, or to be a part of me. I wanted to be a part of every single thing that exists in my reality. And remember, cancer was just a virus. And by me asking it to go to sleep, it did. It became part of me, and we no longer battled it, and we found an agreement where everything could be in harmony. That back in 99 when I first did it. But when you start to see that, then you start saying, wow, that is so exciting.
See, these are all very dramatic energetic changes, but they can all occur by our having unconditional compassion for ourselves, you know, getting safe in our space, loving ourselves, having a focus to help ourselves create the life that we like. You can read a lot more about this if you go to our website, kenpage.com. We've got books on there and newsletters.
And the book we've been reading out today is our book on The Art of Transference. It's our one of our latest books.
And how we heal through compassion. So we hope we've given you some even more food for thought. Listen in every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time, right here on HealthyLife.net. If you have a question, go ahead and email us at office@kenpage.com. We do answer our emails. If we don't get to you right away, we will eventually answer you. And we'd love to hear from you.
And most of all, tell your friends, okay? Tell the people that need to have some help or encouragement so they can find it. So my name is Ken Page, this is Dr. Nancy Nestor, and we've had a good show today.